everything released carbon in its creation and will also release carbon in its destruction. And that includes computing devices. By the time you buy a computer, it's already emitted a whole load of carbon, more than it will probably ever emit through its consumption of electricity. We call that carbon the embodied carbon. And there's also an expiry date. Computers get old, they can't handle modern workloads, and they just need to be refreshed. So if you think about it that way, hardware is a proxy for carbon. So as a sustainable software engineer, if our goal is to be carbon efficient, we must also be hardware efficient. That's why the fourth principle of sustainable software engineering is embodied carbon, and specifically build applications that are hardware efficient. And so there's many things you can do, but one thing I think you can do as a sustainable software engineer is to help extend the expiry date on hardware. Computers don't wear out. They're no moving parts. They just become obsolete. They become obsolete because we are constantly creating software that pushes the limits of hardware. Let's stop doing that. Let's start writing much more efficient code. Let's reduce the unnecessary features of our application. Just because there's 10 cores, do you need to use all of them? Do you need to max out the graphics card on a computer? If we can learn to do that, then we can learn to extend the expiry date on hardware. If 1,000 kilograms of carbon was released to create a laptop, and we can make that laptop useful for 6 years instead of 4 years, that's hardware efficiency.